Discipline is doing it no matter what your emotional state is. Discipline is the bridge between your goals and achievements. Discipline allows you to stay focused on your goals. It enables you to stay in control of yourself and of your reaction to any situation. Hard work is what many people try to avoid by doing what is easier. But a strong challenge is commonly connected with strong results. Persistence allows you to keep taking action even when you don't feel motivated to do so. And therefore, you keep accumulating the results. Self-discipline is like a muscle. The more you train it, the stronger you will become. With self-discipline, anything is possible. Discipline is doing what needs to be done even if you don't want to. As I said before, I continued running 5 rounds every evening, every single day of my colony. And as I continued to be consistent in running, my health got better, my stamina got better. I barely felt tired or exhausted. I felt energetic all of the time. I could feel the impact of running on every other aspect of my life. But let me tell you guys, I wasn't this disciplined always. It took me several months, a year, to install discipline in my life. Becoming disciplined is not easy at all. You have to go every single day. You have to take action every day. No matter how you feel, no matter the circumstances, no matter the situation, no matter how weak you feel, no matter how much demoted you feel, you just gotta do it. There will be days when you won't feel like doing it, when you won't feel like getting off from the bed, when you will feel like hitting the snooze button every time of your alarm. But know that that's the point where you have to get up. That's the moment which you have to conquer. That's the battle that you have to win. And that's what I call discipline. No matter what your emotional state is, no matter how much you feel mentally consumed, no matter how badly you want to go back to your sleep, you have to get up and go do it. If you feel lack of motivation, that's because you lack discipline. If you feel lack of self-esteem, that's because you lack discipline. If you feel lack of willpower, that's because you lack discipline. So can you see? They are all interconnected. To build discipline, we have to get out of our comfort zone. I used to be very, very lazy, unproductive, unhealthy, out of shape, and whatnot. At the beginning of my fitness journey, I was really fat, no stamina, no endurance, no willpower. My first goal was to get in shape and reduce that belly fat. So I started with running. In the beginning, it was really difficult to keep up. Running was new to me, no experience, no knowledge, no practice, but I had one thing that was above all these excuses. I had a goal. I wanted to get in the best shape. Most people don't even know why they're doing what they're doing. But I had a goal and I was committed to it. I began running every day consistently for months. Within just 2-3 months, I saw the results. I was determined, committed, and consistent towards my goal. And slowly, I was getting in the best shape of my life. But I want to tell you something that is often unseen, unheard, underestimated, and neglected. There were days when I didn't feel like going for the run. There were times when the weather was not okay. There were moments when I felt like giving up. It's not working. But still, I went for the run. No matter how I felt, no matter how much I felt like quitting, because I wasn't seeing the results after weeks of hard work, but I still remained consistent. I kept pushing myself beyond my limits, and I didn't stop. No matter what obstacles came in my way, I never stopped chasing the best shape of my life. That's something I call discipline. You'll never always be motivated. You have to learn to be disciplined. Your discipline for health and fitness will also have a positive impact on other areas of your life. To become self-disciplined, you have to get out of your comfort zone. You have to step into the unknown waters. You have to face challenges. You will have to face your own self. If you feel lack of motivation, that's because you lack self-discipline. And fitness can be the first step to develop discipline. Because of running every day for several months, I didn't just get in the best shape of my life. I developed endurance, I developed stamina, I developed my self-esteem. Because of self-discipline, I became mentally tough, I developed my willpower, I developed a certain level of confidence. But the best thing I gained was being mindfulness, being able to tackle any obstacle, whether it's emotional or physical. When you show up, even on your bad days, that's when you become self-disciplined. Here's the thing. Dedication, determination, and discipline.